Today is Monday, October 26th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I got an email from Dan, fucking Dan. And sorry if anyone who's listening, like my parents who don't want me to cuss, that's just part of his name, so I have to say it. And I don't know if I read it or not, but he said, "Hey, Adam, I'm very interested in this." And if I already read this, I'm so sorry, you guys. I have dementia, and I forget what I do. And I could write it down, but I'm not gonna, so sorry. Sorry, not sorry. And I want to make sure I don't ever forget any contact, because I love contact from my loyal listeners. And I like to imagine Dan is always naked in the shower when he's listening and writing emails to me. So there's that. Anyway, he says, "Hey, Adam, I'm very interested in the transcript, how the transcript turns out for Mix Minus. We tested otter.ai, one of the few affordable transcription options when our guest was deaf, because we wanted the episode to be accessible. It required hours of work to fix all of the errors, so that ruled out using it every week as we'd really like. I'm curious how accurate the option you're trying is and the cost. Dan." So, Dan, what I'll say to you, I'll just answer this for everyone. So on Mix Minus, and I realize this could be construed as a Mix Minus email. However, I believe Dan was responding to something I said on Geeky Gay. But if not, I feel like I need more contact than we need on Mix Minus. So there we go. But what we are using, and we did talk about it on Mix Minus. So if Dan, I don't even know if you listen to Mix Minus, but if you do, we talked about it on there. So we're using Word. Did I already talk about this? Oh my God, you guys. If I already talked about this, I don't want to not talk about it. I don't want to not answer the question if I did. I feel like so much like Big Fatty right now, but it's okay. All right, so we're using Microsoft Word online, and I don't actually know how accurate it is, because we recorded the entire episode. We did the entire episode, and I don't want to read the whole thing. So what we're doing it for is SEO. Like, if people are searching for a particular topic, we just want to have a transcript of our episode on the website so that, you know, Google finds us. Like, if someone's searching for, I don't know, something we talked about on the last episode, then, you know, Google can find us, and so we're going to put the text on there. But I don't have the time to read through 16,538 words, which is roughly how many it was, for an hour and 20-minute episode every week. And I haven't even read through the first one that I did. So if I do get a chance to read through it, I'll let you know. Or if you want, once I get it up, you can go to mixminuspodcast.com and you can read the transcript and see how, you know, how accurate you think it is. It's free. Well, it's not free. You have to pay for Microsoft 365. I think it's like $10 or $15 a month. I was already paying for it anyway, so I don't even really know how much I pay. But I think it's not very much. So there you go. But so there's an answer to your question. If I've already answered it, people, you know, all of my listeners have learned how things work at this Geeky Gay podcast. So you're probably all like, "Adam, stop apologizing. We know how you are. It's fine." So on the weekend, Mark and I didn't do a whole lot, but I did decide we were going to carve pumpkins again. And we've done this before a few years ago. Actually, we've done it multiple times. When only about 2 years into our relationship, Mark and I carved pumpkins around Halloween as just a little activity we could do together. And we posted a photo of it somewhere. And we looked, well, I looked so much younger in that photo. Because that was probably, I don't know, 6 years ago. When I was still in my 30s. Oh my goodness. And then a couple of years later, we decided to carve pumpkins again, but we did it with my parents. So we also posted a photo of that somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe Twitter. Maybe he put it on his Instagram. But with it was my parents and the two of us. And we had talked about doing it again this year with my parents, but I just, I didn't plan it, and I didn't feel like going anywhere this weekend. I really didn't feel like going to my parents. I know I said I was going to be a good son and visit every weekend, but I just did not feel like work has really been stressing me out. And I did not feel, I just wanted to veg out at home and not do anything really other than what we just had to do. So we watched, you know, a lot of, oh, we did start watching, it's not new, but we really like these reality competition shows, but specifically the ones like around cooking or crafting or, you know, home design or, you know, things like that, you know. And so we found a new one to us called the Pottery Throwdown or something like that. It's a British show, and it's actually people making pottery. And it's on HBO Max. So, and if you're not a subscriber to HBO Max, you can actually, if you're an AT&T customer, you can actually get it on there as well. And it's just kind of relaxing to watch people like throw pottery. It almost makes me want to get a pottery wheel and start making pottery myself and like buy a kiln and all that kind of stuff. And like, I have way too many hobbies. So I like, it's not something that I can really pick up. But when I'm in my 70s, I'm going to have so many hobbies going on. You know, I'm going to be a potter. I don't know. There are a million other things that I want to try that I haven't tried before. But it looked so much fun. And so we watched a whole season of that on the weekend. We caught up with Great British Baking Show. And I don't know what else we did, but we carved pumpkins. We went out and we found a couple of pumpkins. And I pick a really intricate pattern that takes a really long time. But I was like, no, I don't want to spend any more than like half an hour on this. I just really don't want to devote that much effort. So I picked a pretty simple pattern that was just like a little cute little spider. And I did that one, and he did just a regular jack-o'-lantern face. But I think it was a little bit more intricate than mine because there were a lot of jagged teeth. It was one of the scary pumpkin faces. And so we did that on, I believe we did that on Saturday evening. And then yesterday, I decided that I was going to be very productive. So I had two packages of ground turkey that the last day that they were going to be good was yesterday. I also had a package of chicken breast that was going to be expiring. And so I decided I was going to get up and I was going to cook three different dishes. And then I was going to put them in plastic containers and refrigerate them for meals this week. Because a couple of things, I mean, it's very easy for me to just be like, oh, work stressed me out. I don't want to cook. Let's go get fast food. I mean, that is super. I do that all the time. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm too tired. I have a podcast later. I don't have time to cook. And Sundays are pretty, I mean, we do our grocery shopping, you know, we do some things like that. But for the most part, especially now that I can't go to church because of COVID, like, you know, sometimes I'll watch Mark's Mass with him and, you know, that'll be my dose of church for the week or whatever. But I'm not getting in a car and going to a church. And, you know, back when I was able to go to church, I was also playing multiple services. So I wasn't just going to one service. I was playing in two services in the morning. But now that I don't have that, I can kind of be a little bit more leisurely in the morning on Sunday morning and get up. And if I drank coffee, I could drink my coffee. I don't, but I could. And so I decided I was going to cook. So what I made, I had two packages of ground turkey. So one of them I decided to make chili, And I had all the ingredients for that already in the pantry. So I used some pinto beans, some red beans, the ground turkey, a can of crushed red tomatoes, and I used... Now, I do cheat, and I just use the McCormick chili seasoning packet because, I mean, come on. I just... It's easier. They put everything together. It tastes good. You know, salt, pepper, chili seasoning. And then I add a can of Rotel, which I don't know... Most of you probably know what that is. It's like the tomatoes with chili peppers that you use. You mix it with melted Velveeta and make cheese dip out of it. But I add that because it adds some chili flavoring to my chili. So I do that. So I cook that. I also cooked a chicken, either a butter chicken or a chicken tikka masala. I made my own garam masala mix just from a recipe I found online. And I have a tub, a plastic container with it in there. So I used that, a little bit of sour cream, chicken breast, onion. I grated up a carrot, garlic, ginger, and garam masala to taste. I put a little bit of sugar in there to add a little bit of sweetness. And then I also used the crushed tomatoes again and some chicken broth. And I put the chicken in there and then I just cook it. I saute the onions and stuff first. And then after I add all the liquid, I just kind of... simmer it until the liquid reduces enough to make it a little bit thicker. And it's tasty. It's really tasty. You put it over rice. So good. So I made that, and then I made spaghetti sauce. And not, I used a jar, but I also add a little bit of heavy cream. I add a little bit of sugar. I add a little bit of, you know, salt and pepper and stuff like that to taste. And I wanted to go ahead because I needed to cook the meat anyway. So I put all that in containers. We ate chili for dinner last night with a little bit of cornbread. But now we have the butter chicken. So I felt like really accomplished yesterday. So I did that. And then other than that, we did our grocery shopping and we bought some stands to put our pumpkins on. So they were a little bit higher up. And that's it. I do need to buy some candy bars because I want to give out candy bars this weekend for Halloween. I don't know if I want to give them out. Maybe we'll just put them on a table. But I want whole candy bars. Like, I don't want any of this... miniature things. I want like whole candy bars. So I still need to do that. But yeah, that was my weekend. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.